from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, a split won't get it done, ladies and gentlemen. Kissing the sister for the Red Sox doesn't work. That's where we begin here on this Patriots Monday, because Andy Hart is in for Foyer, and we are scheduled to be joined by Jawan Bentley. Approximate time is 10:15. We'll put the approximate on there. Could be a skosh early, could be a skosh late.
Ish. I like to use ish.
So 10:15-ish.
Somebody asks you for an answer, you say, $1,000-ish.
Here's
10:15-ish.
Yeah, and here's what we've been told. Josh Uche could be at 1, or it could be at 10:30.
Oh.
So we're kind of on alert of, hey, it's Bentley and Uche at sometime today.
Yeah.
There we go.
Head on a swivel.
Yeah, I think we are going to get Bentley early. Uche will be a little different, might be a little sliding scale there, but... Yeah, let's start with the Red Sox, where they go to Baltimore and they split the series and they don't play bad, but right now that's just not enough, unfortunately, for the Red Sox. And, of course, Kansas City deals with Cincinnati. Guess what they did? Swept. So now Kansas City is able to extend that lead a little bit. And then the Red Sox are now going to go to Houston. Will Fleming is on the docket for noon today with us here on Gresham Fourier. Hart's in for Foyer. And Kansas City gets the Angels.
Mm.
So by the time we hit Thursday this week, Hart, there's
it's
a chance
all over.
The Red Sox could be 4.5 back when it's all said and done if Kansas City keeps rolling.
Yeah, I don't want to say they're falling or sinking like a stone or any of those dramatic, but it feels like the Red Sox are trending in the wrong direction in terms of competing for a postseason spot.
Yeah, it's and the other teams around them too. Like, I thought Kansas City and Minnesota might slide back a little bit. Instead, they're nipping at the heels of the Cleveland Guardians for the division lead in the Central.
And based on the way you handled the Astros the last time you faced the Astros, things may not go that great.
Yeah, I think there's a receipt due.
Now, and Tanner Houck is pitching, and he's really, speaking of trending in the wrong direction.
Well, yeah, I think the Tanner Houck sort of
Houckamania.
Well, the innings.
What you going to do when he throws fastballs at
you? Well, what you going to do?
I'm going to hit him hard.
Now, what you're going to do is you needed to cap him at 140 innings or something like that. And it's good that Tanner Houck is going through it to get the experience. However, in living it in real time right now, to your point, Hart, holy crap.
It's over.
He's been getting beat around a little bit.
BP-ish.
And again, and I don't think it is, Tanner Houck can't pitch. This is the whole virgin territory for him in terms of the innings. And You got to go through it at some point, get them up there, and we'll see what happens tonight. I know our crew will be all over it on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network from Houston. Again, Will Fleming should be joining us at noon, but that's really where the Red Sox are. They went and made moves. They went and got the reliever Garcia, who has just not been great. Like, I can't fault, per se, Craig Breslow. He won a battle. Like, he won a trade battle for this player. The problem is the players come in and not been very good.
And that's the reality of, I think, in all of sports maybe, middle relievers in baseball are the weirdest acquisitions. Because you get some guy you think stinks, and all of a sudden some switch gets flipped and he's good, and vice versa. Some guy has a great year and you sign him to a 3-year deal and you immediately regret it and go, oh,
and then your Matt Barnes.
What have I done? Yeah. It just... it's crazy. It's crazy. Relievers in baseball, how they ebb and flow in any given year. But you're right. There was that positivity of the trade deadline. Then you get Tristan Casas back.
Yeah.
And things are kind of,
all right.
Chris Burr. And then they're not. And part of that is the pitching. We knew the first part of the season, that early run, mm-hmm. month and a half, where pitching was so good. You knew it wasn't probably sustainable. It's why I was a skeptic of this team. I remember Jones fought with me about whether this is a playoff team, and he was on the optimistic side, which is, I don't know what the hell was going on there with him that day. He was having a moment. And I was like, in baseball, you can't just say, pitcher X did this for the first 90 games, and he's going to do it over the final 70. That's not how it works until you realize 3 years later, oh no, that's who this guy is. He's an ace.
Right.
He can give you full seasons. Or we learned it, you know, with Dahlbeck a couple of years ago, like, oh, this guy had X number of home runs over the final 2 months. So now we'll just say next year he'll do that over the whole season. No, that's not how baseball works.
And we did the same thing with Brian Dahlbeck. And yet we did it again with Bobby Dahlbeck.
Correct.
We just repeat the same optimistic mistakes because you pray to God that you got a 30 home run bopper or something like that.
And it's why it's such an infuriating sport at times. I always go back to James Earl. That's baseball, right? That's baseball.
Oh, yes, like, that's right. The game of baseball.
Well, guess what? Tanner Houck falling apart over the second half of the season. That's baseball, Ray. That's how that's going to work. So, yeah, these are your Red Sox. And it just kind of hit me as we are going to trend here from Red Sox into Patriots at some point.
Yeah,
with
we are.
That is baseball.
That's right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.